welcome to all Caribbean entrepreneurs. If you've been ready and waiting to take your business digital and get paid online while you sip something strong on the beach, this podcast is for you. We'll hear from the Caribbean's finest entrepreneurs on topics like e-commerce, business development, brand building, social media, their wins and failures. This is the only place in the region helping you navigate the digital age from the Caribbean's perspective. This is Digipreneur FM. And now, let's give it up for the Digiboss himself, Mr. Karan Rose.
Thank you to everybody tuning in to another episode of the Digipreneur FM podcast. And as usual, you know exactly who it is. It's your boy, Mr. Rose, back in the building. DJ, you gotta fade us all the way out because we gotta talk to the people. We gotta talk to the good people. How's everybody doing today? It is Wednesday, May 24th, 2023, episode number 127. We are getting up there in those numbers, folks. I love it. As usual, we are back with another very insightful, impactful episode. And, you know, from time to time, we got to bring in some other people to have some amazing conversations. And this is one of those episodes. Now, the inspiration for this particular episode is that I was having conversations with a couple of other fellow entrepreneurs and a couple of my good peoples. And one of the things about the conversations I realize is everybody talking about, you know, where they like to go and work. And, you know, some people are doing more work in the coffee shops. Some people are finding looking for more co-working spaces. Others, you know, just love working from home. And conversations around that, like where do we go to work to find our creativity? Where do we go to be more productive? And it's always interesting to see, you know, how people or what people are doing in their journey, in this journey of building their business and whatnot, right? And everybody has their reasons for where they go, why they go. And one of the key things was productivity. So people finding places where they can be more productive and be more inspired and be creative in the spaces that they are in, right? And the people who love to do it on the road, like love to go to the coffee shops, love to find co-working spaces, one of the key things I noticed was that they don't truly like their home space, or they haven't really created a space at home for themselves, for them to really be productive. Or maybe there's too many people in the house and, you know, people disturb them and whatnot. But the reality is that working from home, there's something happening there, whether it be, you know, their space, whether it be other people, there's something happening there where home, they cannot be their most creative, right? And then the other people that I talked to that love working from home, that are really effective and productive from home, it's because they have created this haven for themselves. And it allows them to feel inspired. It allows them to be productive. And they love working from home, and they're not really productive on the road. So I thought that was, you know, interesting in the past conversations. And it got me thinking about even myself. Like when I was creating my home studio / office, like I watched so many videos on how to create the perfect at-home space. And it was just it was really amazing to hear and see all of the details that goes into creating a space at home. And just little things, like things that would go on your desk, things that, you know, plants, little rugs, chairs, the types of, like there's just so many things that go into creating the nice feng shui in your home office to really be productive at home. And again, I seen so many videos and it was really good. And I decided, you know what? Let's do something on creating an at-home space, especially because I had the pleasure of interviewing for the Digital World Radio Show a couple of weeks ago. I had the pleasure of interviewing the lovely young lady that you're going to be hearing from today, Miss Maya Marie Tate. And Maya is a professional organizer. And I remember I met her at, Draper House tech event during Carnival. And we got to chatting and I got to learn more about her over there. And she was entering a pitch competition. And, you know, again, it just, when she, the minute she told me what she does, I was like, huh. I'm like, again, that just makes so much sense. And I could just imagine, you know, how, I could imagine how many people want and need that service. Because, boy, oh boy, I know for me, creating a space, like creating an organized space, like that's not my thing. If the system is given to me, I could maintain it, but to come up with it and like I don't have that brain for that. So just listening to her and her story, listening to her pitch, I thought it was, you know, truly interesting. And then I had the pleasure of bringing her on to the Digital World Radio Show, and we had a really great interview about her job, what she does, how she works with her clients, the benefits of working with a professional organizer. And honestly, I think one of the biggest effects of working with Maya Marie or a professional organizer is just, you know, what it does for your creativity, for your productivity, for your mental health. And it's not until you really have that conversation with her and she really brings things into light, you start thinking, oh, wow, yeah, this is, I can see why this is important. I can see why I don't like working from home. And a lot of us truly don't know how to create that home space to really be inspired, to be creative and be productive. And that is what I wanted Maya Marie to come on the show and do for us, right? I asked Maya Marie to give me 5 tips for creating a nice, productive home space. And she graciously took her time to give us some tips that we can implement to creating that space from home. So I don't want to talk too much. I want to get right into it. So we're going to be listening to Maya Marie Tate from Better Spaces by Maya. I'm going to be linking to all of her handles. She's even provided us with a Amazon list of things to get that she is speaking about. That's going to be in the show notes as well. It's going to be a link that you're going to be able to click on so you can go and check out all the things that she is talking about. But before we bring her in, let me just run down a bit about Maya Marie. So Maya Marie Tate has always had a knack for organizing. Having never thought of starting a business, what started as a casual hobby when she redid her space during the pandemic turned into a passion that sparked the idea to bring an organization business to our twin island of Trinidad and Tobago and cultivate spaces for others that met their needs. While her background is in marketing, she is now the founder and director of Better Spaces by Maya Marie, a lifestyle service that declutters and transforms spaces from chaos to order. She works with people who have little to no time to see about their home or office, or don't know where to begin with getting organized, and creates organization systems that are curated, easy to maintain, and tailored to their lifestyle. Her journey through entrepreneurship over the past 2 years has led her to win the U.S. Embassy Academy for Women Entrepreneurs program in late 2022, and she has gone on to pitch her business to investors and place second at the Draper Startup House CARICOM Tech Fest in February of 2023. Outside of the business, she expresses her creativity in Latin dance and the aerial arts and convincing people that being an organizer doesn't mean she has OCD. Without further ado, this is 5 productivity tips to creating your at-home workspace with Maya Marie. Let's get into it.
So the first tip is to designate a set work-from-home space in your home or apartment. This is going to allow you to be able to focus and maximize your productivity. Now, a lot of the time when we work from home, we kind of just work from our bed, from the kitchen, from the living room, and we don't really have a designated spot to work in. And this really affects us being able to set a routine and kind of get into work, because you lie down on your bed and just as easy as that, you're going to fall asleep. Or you're in the living room, and if you have kids, your kid might come and say, you know, mom, I want something, or dad, I need something. And then that's it. You break your focus. So designating a space is super important, whether you push your TV to the side in the bedroom and you get a desk in there, or you designate an empty room in your house if it's a spare room, or you even say in the living room you want to designate an extra corner that you have. Make that space, because that space is going to become your haven. Well, I don't know if I could say haven with work, but it's going to become that space that you completely zone in on. And also kind of sets a boundary for the rest of your family members if you're living with people, when they know, okay, she's at that desk or he's plugged into work, I can't disturb them. You know what I mean? It definitely creates that separation. And working from home, we do need a little separation, because the lines tend to get blurred. You know, in the middle of the day, things might come up and you might get distracted. So designating a space really allows you to kind of lock yourself into what you need to do and getting it done. So I would say that that's the first tip. Now, some of the things that you need to take into account when you're designating a set workspace is you have to think about the logistics for how you're going to use the space and what your needs are. So for example, if you take a lot of Zoom meetings, do you kind of need a private area? Do you need somewhere that's a little away from other people in the house? Is this space just for you, or is it for you and, let's say, you and your significant other both have home offices? Well, then that would also inform what kind of equipment am I going to get, right? Like, do I need an L-shaped desk? Do I need two desks? Do I need an area that's big enough for both of us to maneuver while still also having our space? And another thing you need to think about is, a lot of people who work from home tend to be small business owners or entrepreneurs who have clients come in to visit them. So you don't necessarily want your client walking through your bedroom to come talk to you, or, you know, going through the kids' toys to get to the extra space that they could sit and have a conversation with you. You want to make sure that it's something that's set up for the needs of your operation and how you do your day-to-day work, so that it ultimately makes sense for you. So the second tip I want to share with you guys is, it's so important to set up creative and proper storage for your home office. Now, what this means is you need to have a designated space for all of your work files, and also separating your work files from your personal files is really important. Now, I have a couple of subtopics to go in on this, so I'll expand piece by piece. So, of course, the kind of space that you're working with would inform what creative storage solutions you come up with. If you have a large space, you're able to do a desk, maybe a filing cabinet, some extra organizers and racks that could add to the organization of the space. But if you're working with a really tight, cramped space or a corner in a room, you really need to be selective about the things that you keep in the space, but also the ways you choose to organize them. And there are a couple gadgets that would be able to help with managing your organization in your space, as well as containers, file organizers, folders. There's, a million options that you could find and use to really optimize the space. So having an understanding of the space you're working with is key. Now, moving on from that, you want to really separate your work files from your personal files. So a home office is a space where you kind of tend to keep everything that you have file-wise and document-wise. But when you're really looking for something particular, and that time will come, trust me, that you need to find, whether it's a birth certificate or your tax form or your file for work, you need to know exactly where to find everything. And that is ultimately what creates a system that's efficient and something that, if you have a system in place, you're going to continue to use it, right? So if it is that your day-to-day focuses around your job, which obviously it would, you'll keep all of your work files at your immediate disposal. Now, this doesn't mean to clutter your desk with all of your work files. What it means is that your most easily or quickly accessible items that you need all the time will stay on top of your desk. You're going to get a nice file organizer, folders as well, and you're going to put those items easy reach. And what I like to do personally is, for example, if I have work plans, I'll get a folder that says work plans and I'll stash those in there. If I have customer invoices, I'll get another folder, stack that in there. If I have receipts from suppliers or invoices from vendors, I get another folder, stack that in there. I mean, you get the idea, so on and so forth. And everything is labeled. Now, me being an organizer, that's one of the most important things that I stress when creating or setting up any kind of space. Having a system to manage it and labels is a part of keeping that system. Because when you're busy and you just go, 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 you want to be able to clearly see a label marked supplier invoices. And even if you don't have the time to organize whatever that invoice is into that folder by whatever category you have it divided into, you can dump it in there and still know that that's the designated space for it, that you could always go back for it. And that's ultimately what avoids that paper that piles up on top of people's desks and then they have no idea what to do with it. That simple change makes all the difference in a space like that. So easily accessible items you want to have on top of your desk. All of your other work documents that you don't need readily available, you could have that in the drawer to the side of you, in a cabinet right next to you. And then for personal documents, you have that in a separate space. And that's also divided by, for example, same thing, birth certificates, passports, insurance policies, deeds, medical records. You could even divide that by family member. The important part of it is to have separate folders for each, or separate, you could use the sheet protector slips. There's many ways to categorize your stuff, but once you label it and put it in a specific place, then you don't have to worry about it afterwards. And when you need something, you just always go and grab for it, and it's simple as that. For sensitive information, you'll want to maybe get a storage container that has a lock on it, or you might even want to get a safe for important information. So that's also something to take note of. And you also want to set up something that's really good for your little items like stationery. So your staples, your pens, pencils, and in-drawer organizers are really perfect for that. Or even the ones on top of the desk that have the little compartments that you're able to section out things. Now this next one is a really important one. I always stress this when I'm creating spaces for my clients. Invest in yourself by investing in proper equipment. Let me say that one more time. Invest in yourself by investing in proper equipment. Think about it. This is a space that you work from 5 times a week. Even if you don't work there 5 days a week, you work there 3 days a week. The point is, you spend a lot of hours at this desk and you want to have equipment that makes you feel comfortable, that you could be productive working in, and that ultimately helps you to get work done. And a lot of the times, people may not want to spend the money on getting a comfortable chair or something that's ergonomic, because those things tend to be pricier, or a wider desk, or just these little things that they feel is an unnecessary spend of money. But at the end of the day, you have to prioritize your well-being when setting up a work from home space, because ultimately you want to be able to take care of your body and put yourself in the best position to be productive and get things done, right? So let me give you a couple examples of what that looks like and what really works best for people who are busy professionals or entrepreneurs who spend a lot of hours at the computer. So let's get into some of the equipment that I'm talking about. These are things that I found in my projects clients really benefited from, and it ultimately helped them to feel more comfortable at their desk, which is something that you really want, right? I mean, a space like this is something you might use maybe 40 plus hours a week, especially if you are a busy professional or you have your own business and there's a lot of contact hours that you have. And so investing in things like an ergonomic furniture, a really comfortable desk chair that has adequate padding, something with back arch support, a headrest even, this is going to help you to feel less tired and experience less pains at the end of the day, and ultimately keeps you in a better place as days move forward during the week. You don't want to wake up with back pain, neck pain, discomfort, or even be fidgeting at your desk while you work, because that's something that's just going to make you demotivated ultimately. So I would always say ergonomic furniture is one. Moving on from that, dual monitors. I can't even begin to sing enough praises about dual monitors. It's the most convenient thing that takes away a lot of hassle and redundancies in a lot of the things that we do when it comes to sitting at a desk and working on a computer. So for example, if you are working with one small screen and you're in a meeting and you kind of have to reference a document or pull something up really quickly, fidgeting between those windows to find a document, I promise you, it's going to be the most frustrating thing ever. And you're going to get stressed out. And it just ultimately, while you're going through your day to day and you're navigating this one small screen, trying to find all of your work documents, it's unproductive and it gets to you after a while. Having dual monitors gives you the freedom to have one set of work documents on one side of the screen, another set of work documents on the other side. You're easily dragging between both of the windows, and it's a lot more of a seamless process. This tends to cut down a lot of time from switching windows, finding documents. It really is ultimately a time saver that you could put back into your day for yourself. Now, if you're somebody that likes to listen to music while you do work, listen to a podcast, watch a little video, you can also have that on one of your screens and then have your work on the next screen. That way, you can navigate really easy between the two, and it's not a hassle to switch during your workday or to pull up something when you need it. When you're buying monitors, you ideally want to look for something that's height adjustable and even tilt adjustable, because this is going to take away a lot of the strain on your neck when you're craning your neck up to look at a monitor. Now, if you don't have a monitor that's adjustable, you could always ease this problem by getting a monitor riser. Those things are really affordable. You could get them on Amazon. I'm going to link some of them for you guys so that you're able to go check them out and see what works for you. But these little gadgets really go a long way in terms of helping you feel more comfortable and more energized when the day reaches. Now, there's other little things that you could get too, such as keyboard stands, phone stands, and these things, while you might think that it's a frivolous waste of money on little gadgets, you're going to realize that this helps to create a seamless workflow, and ultimately you move faster through all of your work processes when everything is set up really conveniently for you, really accessible. I think my biggest takeaway here is focus on the quality of the products that you buy, because they are going to have an impact on your well-being in the long run. Now, this next one, I really wanted to separate it from investing in equipment, because it's something that people always forget and kind of just leave by the wayside. I mean, it's an afterthought at the end of the day, but I want to focus on it. Let's talk about cable management. Now, I know y'all know what I'm talking about. You have your monitor, you have your CPU, your iPad, your laptop, your phone, your USB, your keyboard, all these things that have cables, and the cables end up falling on the ground, they're tangled up, they're all over the desk, and it just looks unsightly. And ultimately, I always say a clean space equals a clear mind. You want a space that you could focus in on, and you're not seeing visual clutter that kind of confuses your mind, and you want to be able to streamline these cords. And this isn't even an expensive fix. I mean, you could go on Amazon. As I said, I'm going to link some gadgets for you guys so that you could always go on Amazon, see what they have, and get something that works for you. But there's different things, from little ties for your cables, hooks that you could put it onto the wall. There's a box that you could drop your strip cords in, as well as your plugins like your charger head, all of those bulkier items. You put it in the box so that it's neat and it's tucked away. You could also use little clamps, and there's all different types of gadgets that you could use to organize your cables. But if you really want to go the do-it-yourself really easy route and get something in your cupboard or go by the hardware, zip ties. Zip ties are just the amen to cable organization. You zip your cables up, you group them by what's for the computer, what's for, you know, you could group them accordingly, and that is your system right there. You're good to go. Okay, so I've kind of covered a lot of the heavier stuff that would be great to set up that work from home space, and I want to close off with something really light and also that I've kind of touched on before. So the two things would be to set a routine to use your space and also have fun with creating a work from home space. In terms of setting a routine, it just goes back to what I was saying about designating a set work from home space. You want to create that clear delineation between work and home, and you want to designate time that you could focus and get work done. So set work hours. For example, from 9 to 11, you're going to get into work. 11 to 12, you're breaking for lunch. 12 to 3, you're into work again. If you have to see about the kids after 4 p.m. or you want to work out to kind of break up the day a little bit, do that. And then around 6 to 7 p.m., come back and tackle some work. I mean, whatever schedule works for you, it depends on your life, your responsibilities, and ultimately when you work best. But setting that routine to use your space is going to get you into the habit of being productive and also being able to focus and understanding that this is the time that things need to get done. And so you're going to put things in place to ultimately maintain that system and maintain that routine with time to come. And lastly, you want to have fun with your workspace. I mean, when you outfit your space with things like stationery, play with it, have fun, invite color in, get colorful post-its, colorful pens and pencils. If you want to put up a cork board where you stick little notes to remind yourself of whatever daily tasks you need, or just fun little reminders, you even want to bring a plant in. I mean, this is a space that you're going to be spending a lot of your time in, and you want to feel happy, you want to feel relaxed, and you want to feel ultimately like you want to do work. You don't want to feel forced in the space, and you don't want to feel discouraged or dejected. So have fun with the space. Create something that's warm, an environment that you want to come into, even if you have adjusted lighting. So you have dimmer lighting for afternoon time, brighter light in the morning. I mean, ultimately, just create something that works for you. Have fun with it and enjoy the process of putting together a space that you're going to spend time in. So I hope these tips help you guys. And as always, if you want to reach me, I'm at Better Spaces by MM on Instagram and TikTok, as well as Facebook. Feel free to reach out if you want any more organizing tips, if you see something, a project I'm working on that you're interested in, or just to, you know, keep abreast of what projects I'm working on and spaces that I transform on a daily basis. It's always a fun adventure. We always have a good time, and I'm happy for you guys to join along. Some of the gadgets and products that I would have mentioned in these tips are things that I want to leave you guys with. So I've put together a list of Amazon products that would help you to create that work from home space. These are things like monitor risers, drawer organizers, and, you know, just these little items that go a long way in putting together your space. For full transparency, I am an Amazon affiliate, which means that I do earn a commission on your purchase. But I would love to see how you guys use these products. So snap a pic, tag me on socials, and let's get organized.
Wow. Value, 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 value. Thank you, Maya Marie, for blessing the Digipreneur family with those great at-home tips that you can start to use and implement to create your space. And I honestly, again, this is such a big and important topic because, again, I see it all the time, right? Yes, it's great to get outside. Yes, it's great to go to the co-working spaces, go to the coffee shops. I'm all for that. I'm not telling you not to do that. At the same time, I also want people to, you know, create their spaces at home, because we spend a lot of time at home, right? Learn how to create your spaces at home that allow you to be inspired. That way, you know, you don't just work from home because you can't work from home and you are forced to go on the road and work in a coffee shop or work somewhere else in order to be productive. I want you to be able to be productive regardless of your situation. If you want to work from home, you work from home. If you want to go out, you go out, right? For me, I work from home predominantly, probably like 70% of the time I work from home because I've created that space. But yeah, when I do feel like, you know, let me get outside and go, going outside to a co-working space or to Starbucks or wherever, that is definitely an option, but I'm not forced to do it. And I really get a lot of my work done when I'm at home, just because, again, when I'm in my space, the space that I've created, I can just, you know, I can be free. I could do me, and it's great. So I really hope you can take those tips from Maya Marie and start to implement it. That way you can create that space at home. Don't forget the links to everything that she has spoken about. There's going to be a link to her Amazon page that showcases all of the products and the gadgets that she has spoken about. So go check those out. Also, the links to her social media platforms and her website are in the show notes as well. All right. If you enjoyed today's episode, please, if you are listening from Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to the episode from, please drop a rating, right? You know how we have those star ratings? Please drop a rating. The ratings definitely help support and grow the podcast. And if you really enjoyed the podcast, please drop a review. I read all the reviews. The reviews help grow the podcast. If people are listening in, or maybe they've stumbled across the podcast, people tend to check the reviews first before they give it a good listen, right? So the support through either rating the podcast or dropping a review greatly helps me. I appreciate it. And, you know, the podcast family appreciates it as well. All right. If you want to learn more about building your digital presence and monetizing your platforms, please check out KeronRose.com, KeronRose. Again, link to the website is going to be in the show notes as well. And if you want to stay up to date with the podcast website, digipreneur.fm, link in the show notes as well. You can follow me over on all social media platforms at KeronRose, KeronRose. I am most active on LinkedIn, IG. You can find me on TikTok. I'm on Facebook as well. Contact me on any one of those platforms. But again, you guys can stay up to date with all of my content on any channel that you prefer. All right. That is it for episode number 127. I hope you enjoyed. Happy hump day. And folks, take care.
You've been listening to the Digiboss, Keron Rose. We hope your notepad was filled after this episode. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. The learning doesn't stop, folks. And to make sure you don't miss any gems from the Digiboss, go over and follow him on all social media platforms at Keron Rose. Folks, don't just sit there with a notepad. We need you to implement at least one thing into your business before the next episode. That's the only way your business levels up. Thanks for listening to Digipreneur FM. Now go be great.